Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. It's not fun to think about climate change. It makes a lot of us feel scared, overwhelmed, and even helpless. But what if there was a place you could go to unpack all of these feelings? Today, we're talking about places that are designed to do just that, climate cafes. We had Emma Mejia and Hamid Tarabste from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what is a climate cafe? Could I go there to get a pastry?
Great question. Climate cafes are community gatherings designed for people to get together and talk about climate change.
These gatherings are called cafes, but they're not like a coffee shop where you can buy a muffin. These cafes are really just events that happen every once in a while.
They originally began in Scotland, but now they've expanded around the globe.
So why do we need these gatherings?
Well, we know that thinking about and responding to climate change can cause people to feel
helplessness,
afraid, concern,
depression.
A 2025 poll from the American Psychiatric Association shows that 40% of Americans say climate change affects their mental health, and more than a third of adults worry about climate change at least once a week.
And the stress can actually affect how we respond to climate change.
A study in Europe found that people with some climate anxiety are more likely to make decisions that will address climate change.
But people with higher levels of climate anxiety seem to be less likely to get involved.
So some amount of anxiety is normal and even helpful, but too much could be counterproductive?
Yep. Here is where climate cafes could play a role.
One small study in Canada found that people who attended climate cafes say that these spaces help them process their emotions, reduce burnout, and increase hope.
So what happens at a climate cafe?
To find out, we took a trip up north and talked to someone who started a climate cafe of her own.
My name is Smiley Krana. I'm based in Vancouver, Canada, and I am the founder of Climate Wellness Network and the Sustainable Act.
She says she started the cafe because of her own anxiety.
In Vancouver, we've been experiencing more climate disasters. One year we had a huge like atmospheric river which caused flooding, and my hometown was completely underwater. That is what sealed the coffin for me.
Smiley felt isolated and powerless, so she started looking for a way to process all of these emotions. Eventually, she talked to a friend who runs a climate cafe in California.
I just thought I'd start Climate Cafe Vancouver.
For her cafe, she takes a distinct approach.
I really focus on it being an action-free space versus coming and talking about what can we do to how.
Smiley leads her cafes with a loose set of prompts, allowing her participants to take control of the conversation.
It's been so amazing to be able to meet and talk about like, hey, I'm feeling this. You're feeling this. Like, oh my gosh, we got each other. We're not alone. And there's a lot of power in that, in finding community.
Smiley says this approach of processing emotions rather than taking direct action is important because
you can't keep running with an empty tank. You got to take care of yourself.
In addition to dialogue, participants in these climate cafes can try activities like art workshops, nature walks, and even dance.
In the future, Smiley hopes to partner with mental health providers and create trainings and resources for people who want to start their own cafes.
Are there any climate cafes closer to home that we could check out?
Yes. It's not called the Climate Cafe, but there's a Brown professor here in Rhode Island who runs a climate anxiety booth where she talks to people about climate change. She also sends out a regular newsletter about ways to process these emotions.
Yeah, you can call it a booth, a cafe, or just a gathering. No matter the name, it's helpful to get together and process the way climate change makes us feel.
Got it. Thanks, Emma and Hamid. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at AskPossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.